Yes, you know what that sound means. It's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the Dubious Kitty Wig Out Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of every committee ever, because I'm so committee-y. Oh my god. My cat is running around tearing stuff up. Vroom, vroom, yes, vroom. I don't know what is going on with her.
I'll call the airport.
But you know how cats are.
We're taking off for America.
They get a little nutty sometimes.
Immediately.
And I'm having a great day. Relatively. And here's why. Even though I pretty much stayed up all night again, I did manage to get some sleep after watching the Green Hornet movie with Seth Rogen. Which I kind of liked. I thought it was pretty good. It was funny. It was everything you need in these types of movies. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Plus, it has that one guy in it who plays Blodnovsky. I love that guy. So many great people. But that's not the point. So I went to sleep. Then I woke up. Oh, about 11:30 or shortly before noon. And I turned to my sports channels to watch English Premier League football. And it was over. I missed all the games. Oh no, I'm a dumbass. And then I realized, no, this is one of those weird days where there's nothing on broadcast television. And so they're going to air the late game on, you know, NBC broadcast. Station
now, I'm sending
network.
A messenger over.
So I turn to that.
St. Christopher,
hooray!
Specially struck for the occasion by the universe.
I get to watch
mirror.
Some football.
I would like to tell
and
my
so
readers that you'll be wearing it during the
I watched
the flight.
Chelsea versus
It'll
Leicester.
It'll be a pleasure, Lady Penelope.
And poor Leicester,
very
they got pretty much clobbered
well,
by Chelsea again.
Best of luck.
3-0. And, so not great. But the good news is, it looks like Diego Costa isn't going to be part of Chelsea
way.
Anymore. That's great. I hate Diego
Don't
Costa.
Need a miracle.
Rumor has it
Introducing
he's going off to
the
China.
Miracle bamboo bra.
And here's where it gets weirder.
Tough day.
Oh,
huh?
About 15 minutes before the game. At.
It's so weird.
Ended.
I mean, she's a billionaire. She could be anything. A world traveler,
and, you know,
an art collector,
for about 45 minutes or an hour, which is both
yeah,
good
so
and bad because I feel rested.
So badly.
But now it just means I'm going to be up until 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning again. And there's nothing to do overnight, and it makes me a little bit crazy, but, you know, whatever. So, after I woke up from my little nap, I checked the TV schedule, and
we took care of it. Now I guess
saw something that I thought I might want to see, called Voyage into Space, a movie, on, of course, the Comet Network. And I read the description,
do you even
and it
hear
said,
how crazy
a boy and his big
do
robot
you?
Saved Tokyo
yeah.
from a dog-faced lizard monster.
I'm sorry, but this whole thing is kind of your fault. So you're taking us to wherever Charles
yeah,
and Rudy are having
exactly
a money fight with our million bucks.
What you
bucks.
Need to write if you want me to watch your movie. That or a bunch of marmots, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, okay, I'm going to want to watch that later, so maybe I better run out and do some errands and stuff now, because the big ice storm is coming and it's going to be Armageddon and whatever, and I'll probably lose power. I'll probably freeze to death, and it's just so stupid I don't even want to talk about it. So I go outside to find out that it's 40 degrees. It's a beautiful day, and I'm supposed to believe a giant ice storm is coming, but you know, it could happen. Uh-oh, somebody's doing kitty poops. I think I hear my cat in the kitty box. Who wants to hear kitty poop noises? I thought you're doing kitty poops. Now she stopped making the noise. Well, it's going to be a little bit stinky in here now, but that's okay. So anyway, I ran off to the store to get some emergency provisions in case I'm stuck inside for a few days, which I then realized is kind of stupid because, you know, if I lose power, I'm going to lose all my food in the refrigerator and all this stuff, but oh well, I decided to gamble. And so my emergency provisions include a 10-pound bag of sugar and obviously some more waffles and I ran out of my sausages a couple days ago, so I got my sausages and I got the hell out of there. And being as the grocery store is really close to Abelardo's, I decided that I've been a very good boy these past few months, and I did happen to have a spare $3.17. And I decided, oh, screw it, I'm gonna buy me a taco. So I bought a taco, I came home, started eating the taco, and it still was delicious. And instead of drinking tea with my taco, I'm drinking a Stewart's Black Cherry Wishniak. So yummy. So I feel great because I ate my taco and I'm having a yummy soda. And right about then, this movie started. What movie is that? The one I just mentioned, Voyage into Space, in which a boy and his dog, big robot, battle, you know, a dog-faced lizard monster. Okay? Great. So I'm sitting here and the movie starts, and guess what? The Johnny Sacco music starts up, and the whole Johnny Sacco and his flying robot credits start. And then instead of saying Johnny Sacco and his flying robot, it's, you know, Voyage into Space. So I start watching it, and guess what this movie is? This movie is actually the origin story of Johnny Sacco and the giant robot. Johnny Sacco wasn't always a member of the Unicorn organization, and neither was the giant robot. The giant robot was originally built for the Gargoyle Gang, but Johnny Sacco and U3 managed to steal it, and then Johnny Sacco joins Unicorn and blah blah blah. It's still on, and it's, you know, hilariously horrible, as you would expect. The funny thing I don't understand about it is the date on it, 1970, is after the Johnny Sacco TV show stuff, so I don't know, you know, what the chronology is here or how this worked out, but does it really matter? No, it does not. So, you know, while I was doing this, you know, my cat started wigging out. My cat was sleeping. Then we had to do some kitty stuff, and that's when I went to the store. When I got back, that's when she started doing all this weird stuff and being crazy. And I had eaten my taco, and my cat was chasing me around when I was done and attacking me and stuff. And we were playing on the stairs and doing our, you know, fun stairs game. And this is the hilarious part. She manages to, like, attack and bite my hand. And then instead of, you know, continuing to chomp down on my hand, she unbites me and gets this weird look on her face and starts smelling my hand and licking her lips and doing this funny thing. And I realized, oh, I must have some Tabasco sauce and lime juice on my hand. So, I don't know, apparently my cat either didn't like it or was just surprised enough to, you know, act a little odd. So now I should close the door to the bathroom because I'm getting kind of some stinky kitty poop smells in here. Yay. That's okay. Because that's what kitties do. And so now I'm sitting here watching Johnny Sacco, and damn, this is so bad. It's so bad that I love it. And he's wearing his suit right now. Not his unicorn uniform, but his suit. Except, is it a three-piece suit? Has he got a vest on under there? I can't tell. This is a four-button, double-breasted gray jacket. He's got a shirt and a tie on. And he's got matching shorts. This is a short suit. It's no pants. Just, you know, shorts. But knee-high white socks. So why not just put the child in pants? I don't understand it. I guess it's, you know, oh, we won't know he's a child unless he wears shorts, because all children wear shorts. Yeah, maybe back in 1970s Japan. I don't think he's got a vest on under there. Yeah. And how come we don't see this today? You know, you hear me complain about business suits all the time. So why not in the summer? Why don't guys just wear business suits but with shorts that match the jacket? I don't know. I don't invent fashion. I don't have any idea what's going on. This is delicious. I'm really enjoying this Stewart's black cherry soda. It's very tasty. Wow, this movie is really horrible. I know what you're asking me. You're saying, yeah, Tobe, but is it horribly great? I don't know. It might just be horrible. But, like I said, it is the origin story. And so if you're interested, you can... If you don't have the Comet Network where you live, try CometTV.com, and you can probably stream it from there. I should have told my friends about this, not that I really have any. But there's at least a couple of people who also know the song about Johnny Sacco that got me so interested in this. And since they have families and stuff, they can't stay up until midnight on Sundays to watch the Johnny Sacco TV show, so this is a good alternative. You know, the middle of the afternoon watching the movie or streaming it from CometTV.com, whatever. So anyway, the other interesting thing that happened to me today is while I was out driving around, going to the store, getting my taco, I noticed all the brine trucks were driving around. I don't know if you have this where you live. I mean, if you live somewhere where it's warm and you aren't apt to have ice storms, you probably don't, but the brine trucks are, you know, basically small tanker trucks that have de-icing fluid in their tanks. And they drive around spraying this on the streets because, you know, they're expecting this giant ice storm that's going to be, like, the worst thing ever. According to the Weather Channel, anyway. You know, that channel that exists only because of ratings, and so to make any money, they gotta make things sound worse than they really are. So we'll see what happens. I'm kinda not looking forward to it. I probably won't be able to go anywhere, but it doesn't matter, because I don't have anywhere to go anyway, and I got plenty of food and everything, and because the Weather Channel is also saying that, yes, even though we're going to have this giant, horrible ice storm and everything is going to be a disaster, it's going to be 53 degrees 4 or 5 days later. And I think, okay, that's interesting. That means it's going to be wet. There's going to be water. Oh, that'll be fun. Again, not that I, you know, have anywhere to go. But I liked seeing the brine trucks drive around. That was pretty interesting. We've also started building automatic brine systems into, you know, the roads and the trusses for lights over the, you know, big giant intersections in town. You know, it's 8 lanes both directions and all this crap. And so somebody thought, hey, let's be smart. We can just spray salt water out of these things in the middle of the night when it gets icy, and that way we won't have horrible accidents at these intersections like we have historically. Good thinking, people. Good thinking. I think the only downside to this is that if you drive your car or truck while under this stuff while it's spraying out salt water, you're inducing, you know, rust and corrosion into your very expensive automobile. But nobody listens to me. Oh well. And while I'm sitting here and thinking about it, I should check the TV schedule and go to my sports channel and go forward until later tonight to see if I've got any replays of my football games on. No. Not until tomorrow. That's fine. Because tonight I've got Supercross! Hooray! Starting at 9 p.m. my time, local. Yes, from Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. I don't know how I got into Supercross. A couple of, was it 2 years ago now? I don't know. It was one of those nights when I had nothing to do and I was just sitting around and I started watching TV and there's nothing on except motorcycle racing. And this stuff is crazy. I don't know how this... You know, if you would have asked me if I wanted to do this when I was 15 years old, I would have said, hell yeah. But now that I'm old and have some sense of, you know, common sense, and I'm a little bit less self-destructive, people who do this are insane. But somehow I got hooked on watching this, and I, you know, started learning and recognizing the names of these guys who do this, and started following the standings through the series, and... Geez, now I'm hooked on it. And the season just started. Last weekend was the first race of the season, and this will be the second race. And then, strangely, somehow I found out my brother is also into this stuff. And so now we occasionally exchange email about it. And if you want to see some nutty motorcycle racing, Supercross is what you want to watch. And sometimes this is indoor, sometimes it's outdoor, but it's always, you know, in like baseball stadiums or football stadiums. And it's crazy. And these are the same places where I've actually seen Monster Jam events take place, and they build a little motorcycle dirt track with, and it's all jumps. If you can remember the video game Excitebike, it's that, and it's nutty. There's no going fast around in circles. These motorcycles probably never get going faster than 35 or 40 miles an hour, but they're shooting zing way up into the air into these big jumps and wing wing wing, and it's just absolutely hilarious to watch if you like, you know, flying motorcycles. Which, I don't know, somehow I have found this to be fascinating. And it's, you know, actual racing. It's not, you know, oh, it's freestyle. We're just seeing who can do the neatest trick on a motorcycle. No. No. No freestyle. This is actual racing. And there's money involved. And they really hype it up. And there's little flamethrowers on the starting gates. And there's flashing lights. And there's... these girls who hold up this sign that says 30 on it. It's the 30 seconds before the race starts. And, you know, they put in some production value into it, and they got the spider cam, you know, they got those aerial cameras on the cables in these stadiums now, and so there's all these cool overhead shots, and it's wild. I just... like to watch it. I don't even really know why. I'm not really a motorcycle guy or anything. I generally like racing, so it's cool. It's something to do. Oh, but in a couple of minutes, I gotta watch the news from Bashkortostan on Skola. I don't even know where Bashkortostan is, but I love watching the show. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what they're talking about. But somehow I'm learning. I'm learning things about Bashkortostan. Don't even know where it is. Presumably it's an ex-USSR. I mean an ex-SSR. An ex-Soviet Socialist Republic like all the other Ostans. I don't know anybody from Bashkortostan, but I wish I did. I wish I knew people from everywhere around the world. Just because, you know, you get to learn new stuff and eat their cool food and, you know, that's what we need to do. Just go out and meet strange people because they're fun and they play different sports and they have different food. And we don't need to build walls and try to build other countries to keep them out. We need more of these people. I'm getting sick and tired of stupid white people doing dumbass crap all the time. But hey, that's just me and my opinion. You know, the only good thing about this Johnny Sacco movie is that that annoying girl isn't in it. You know, there's this little girl who shows up in the TV show who's also about 6 or 7 years old, and you just want to smack her. The good news is they got, you know, some other little hottie. What's her name? I haven't been able to catch it yet. Or her number, she's probably U14 or something. She's a lovely little Japanese teenage girl with a sweet 60s haircut. Mm-mm. So tasty. The other bad thing about this movie is it's the same horrible theme music. You know, those 8 bars that they just repeat over and over. Makes me want to shake. Oh, and look at this. Apparently I spoke too soon. Now we're seeing a scene where there's the annoying little girl. Her name is Mimi or Miami or something. This doesn't make any sense. If this is the origin story and we know that the girl doesn't show up until a couple of episodes into the show, how is she possibly on this? Or is this something that's been retconned? I don't know. I don't actually know the history or really anything about this, but it is sort of entertaining and really annoying at the same time. It's annoy-attainment. Yeah, and I've seen this eye before. Haven't I seen this scene? Did they make this movie out of footage from the TV show? I know that stuff like that has happened before. I don't know. Who cares? So anyway, it's really a wonder what eating one of these tacos will do for both my mood and my guts. I feel good both mentally and physically right now. My guts are grumbling and rumbling, and that's a good thing. Don't have any pain. I've been so sick and tired of eating rice and vegetables. I love tacos. Corn tortillas, diced steak, pico de gallo, guacamole, Tabasco sauce and lime juice. That would be my permanent diet. I wish I could eat that every day, or at least once every 2 or 3 days. But no, life is stupid and conspires against me. Sometimes I think life is messing with the wrong guy. Oh, I feel so good. But now, the Johnny Sacco movie is ending / has ended, and guess what's starting up on the Comet Network again? Arena. This is a terrible movie, and it's been on this network a lot in the last year or so. But I've never actually managed to want to sit down and watch it all the way through. I keep catching bits and pieces of it, and it's really bizarre, and it's kind of cheap and cheesy. And I'm sure it's awesome in that way. But I don't know what to tell you. Just don't know what to tell you. Oh, duh. That reminds me of something else. I gotta check TCM to see if there's any good underground movies on tonight. Last night and all of yesterday was nothing but Cleopatra movies. And, I couldn't be bothered. But now let's see. Let's go up until my favorite time of the night. Oh, looks like there's going to be a John Dillinger movie on. And then, looks like we got some good underground stuff tonight after midnight. Distant Drummer and Terminal Island. Sweet. And Penitentiary. Oh, yeah. So I might have a little bit of something. And then at 4:15 a.m., Tear Gas in Law Enforcement, a police training film. Yeah, I'm sure I'll probably be up that late because of that stupid nap I took earlier. So, that should have some potential. I do like old police training movies. They're hilarious. Cops will bust your ass. That's a quote from a local band named Clambake. Hunt for Red October is on another channel. Don't need to see that. And as I flip through the channels, look at this. I've got two... what's her name again? My mind just went blank. I'm so happy. It's two Sandra Bullock movies on back-to-back channels. The Blind Side and Miss Congeniality on simultaneously on channels 40 and 41. Oh boy, don't you just love it when that happens? Ugh. So anyway, am I getting tired? How can that be? I've only been awake for maybe 3 hours tops. It's because I just ate and I'm warm. So my body is saying, yes, you win, get some more rest. But no, whatever I do, I gotta make sure not to fall asleep. I gotta drink some tea. I finished my black cherry soda, and I gotta tell you, it was yummy as hell. So now, I got my tea out. It's a little bit hot. It's too hot to drink. I just made it. Ugh. It's yummy though. And I can only take tiny little sips, but I want to take big sips because I'm thirsty. Trying to stay hydrated. As I look at my hands, yeah, I'm fairly dehydrated today, but nothing, out of ordinary. I mean, this is an average level of dehydration. Why am I always dehydrated? I don't know. I think it's because I sweat so much. I know what you're thinking. Well, Tobe, if it's cold, how could you be sweating? Well, that's the thing. For some reason, when I get cold, I sweat. And this has something to do with mastocytosis, this wonderful condition that I have. And my theory is that because I'm cold, my body is trying to make myself warm. You know, and so, you know, when you're cold, your body shivers. And that's an effort to keep you warm. And what's happening there is, you know, your muscles are just sort of going contracting and uncontracting really fast. And that creates heat. Well, that also creates, you know, levels of choline. And that's sort of what I'm allergic to. And so, you know, I'm cold, but my body's making itself hot. But then it thinks, oh, I'm hot, so I better sweat at the same time. My feet are sweaty right now. It's annoying as hell. But, you know, what are you going to do? Drink some tea. That's what I do. Yummy, yummy tea. It's so good. Where's my cat? Where'd the cat go? Oh, Pippa's up sleeping in the blue bed again. It's about that time of day. So I won't see her again until about, you know, normally around midnight, but these days it's been around 1 or 1:30, and then she runs off, takes another nap, and then I see her again at about 3 or 4, and yeah, that's kitty stuff. I know my own cat's own schedule. Well, that's it for me. I ran out of time and I didn't notice. My name's Tobe. This has been Dubious Goals Committee. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.